Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hi, Monica. How you doing? I was going to sign up to be a caregiver for someone, and I just had a few questions because Tam told me to call. My name is Jason Kohler.
Oh, Jason, yes. I've been trying to get a hold of you for Hope Salisbury, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What questions do you have?
Unfortunately enough, I've had some trouble, you know. Okay. What do you want me to do here? I got in some trouble 15 years ago. Is that going to be an issue?
No, I mean, you're working for someone that you know. So what we'll do is we'll run the background check report, and then they'll have to sign off a waiver if there's anything that we find.
Okay, then we can go forward with this.
Okay, is this the number that I should be reaching you at, the one ending in 917?
No,
that's another number on file.
Yeah, no. I'm going to give you the number. I'm going to give you another number that you can get to me on.
All right,
just bear with me.
Sure.
I'm trying to pull it up right now. Okay, it's 267.
Okay.
595.
Okay.
0453.
So 267-595-0453.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me send you over the requirements to that number.
Okay.
Just bear with me for one moment so I can send you that text.
Sure. Take your time.
Okay, I just sent you the first text. You should be getting it shortly.
Okay.
And I just sent you the second text message.
Okay, I got the text.
Okay, perfect. So the four links I sent you is going to be for your application. There is a competency test that you need to take. It's basically you have to read some materials and then answer about 80 questions based on the material that you read. So that's probably going to take you the longest time to complete, but try your very best on it. Don't worry about getting the perfect score. As long as you submit it, that's the only thing that we're looking for, okay?
Okay, and this is a link to that, correct?
Yes, correct. And then you have a link for your direct deposit form. If you want me to set you up, just make sure you double-check your account number and routing number are correct before you submit the form. And then the last thing would be your I-9 and W-4 document. So this is where you're going to put, like, if you're a U.S. citizen, if you have any dependents that you need to claim, et cetera. Okay? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I normally claim zero throughout the year and then claim my dependents on my on the taxes at the end of the year.
That's fine. You can just put zero on the form, so that's fine.
Okay. Now, I don't have a traditional bank account, but what I do have is a card where money can be deposited onto it. Is that acceptable?
Do you have, like, an account and a routing number for that?
I believe so. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so as long as you can put in an account number and a routing number, that's fine.
Because I can definitely get third-party deposits on the card.
Okay, so just put in the account number and routing number. Because if you just put, like, an account number without any routing number, we won't be able to do it.
Okay, and that would be the number on the card, and then underneath of it would be a routing number, correct?
I'm not sure. You have to check with whoever issues the card. I'm not sure.
Okay, no, I'll get that figured out.
Okay. And then besides the links, we do need your two forms of ID. Do you have like a U.S. passport or a state ID, driver's license?
I have a CDL, yes, ma'am. I have a CDL and my I have everything. I have my Social Security card. I have my birth certificate. I have my driver's license.
Okay, good. So just send me a picture of your driver's license and your social, because those will be your two forms of IDs. And then try to submit that as soon as possible, because I do need to submit a background check report, and I need both of those IDs in order to submit it, okay? And then,
okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on, take this test, and take some pictures. Is there a link in there for me to take pictures and send them to you?
Well, on your I-9 document, you will be able to upload your IDs if you wish to do that. You can also just send the IDs via tax, or you can add it to your application.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sure I can get it figured out.
Perfect. Now, are you up to date with your TV test, or is that something that you need to get done?
No, I'm up to date with all that stuff.
When did you get your TB test done?
Oh, a TB test?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know when the last time I had a TB test. I mean, I can go to the doctors and get a TB test if that's what I need to do.
Would you mind if I schedule you an appointment to go to like an urgent care or a LabCorp to get a test done?
Sure, LabCorp is fine. There's one right around the corner from me.
All right, let me go ahead and schedule you an appointment. Give me one moment.
Sure, take your time. LabCorp, I think you can just walk right in. I don't even think you need an appointment.
But they would charge you. So we're scheduling the appointment so that they can bill us as opposed to charging you directly.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. What is your zip code?
I'm going to give you the zip code for up here for her, and it would be 191549.
You said 19149?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'll be going to the one on Frankfurt Avenue at Frankfurt 73 or 74, 7500 Frankfurt Avenue.
Yeah, I see. It's in the Jefferson Frankfurt Hospital.
No, ma'am. This is just the lab. It's a lab court. That's all they do there.
Oh, is it 7439 Frankfurt Avenue on the second floor?
That's right. That's correct.
All right. So I have appointments for Monday. What time did you want to go in? They have as early as 8. They have 8:30, 9, 10 o'clock, 11, 11:30.
10 o'clock would be fine.
All right. 10 o'clock. Okay. And Jason, your last name is spelled K-O-H-L-E-R?
Correct.
All right. What is your date of birth?
2-1-72.
Okay. What is your email address?
jbksr1@gmail.com.
Okay. And what is your address?
746 South Front Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19147.
Okay. Thank you. All right, perfect. So I scheduled your appointment for Monday at 10 a.m. I'm going to text you a picture of the confirmation. So when you go there, just make sure you bring your ID with you and then show them the picture of this confirmation that I'm going to send to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I got it right now.
All right, perfect, Jason. Now, the results generally take about 2 to 3 business days for us to receive it. So as soon as I get the results in, after you do your test, I'll keep you posted on this. And then the very last requirement will be your 2-year residency proof. Have you been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes.
Okay, good. So if you have like an old expired ID, it could also be like a pay stub, a W-2 form from 2023 or older. That would suffice for 2 year residency proof. We just need to see that your name is on it. You have a Pennsylvania address. Does not matter if it's up to date or if it's like an older address. And then we need to see the date that it's from 2023 or older.
Okay. Yeah, I can get a picture. I can definitely get a picture of my W-2 from 2023.
Okay, that's perfect. So you can just text me when you have time. Again, your ID, so it's going to be like your driver's license and your social. Text me the picture of your 2 year residency proof, and then try to work on the link that I sent you over the weekend so then I can check in with you on Monday after your appointment, okay?
Okay, so I need to send you, is there an email in this text that I can email the?
Yeah, I can, it's not on the text, but I can text you my email if you like.
Yeah, text me the email, because then what I can do is I can send you the W-2 from 2023 directly from the website that I get, that I have.
Okay,
and what I'll do is I could take a picture of both my IDs and just go on and send those over too through the email.
Sounds great. All right, Jason, let me text you my email. Okay. What? I just sent you my email here.
Okay. I should get it in a second.
Okay.
There it is.
Perfect. All right, great. All right, Jason, so you're all set, and then I'll be touching base with you on Monday, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'll go and take care of that on Monday morning, and by then you should have the test. You should have everything you need, the I-9 and the W-4. You should have everything.
All right, Jason. Thank you so much. Again, if you have any questions, you can call me or text me, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for all your help.
My pleasure. Have a good one. Enjoy your weekend.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.